Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. She began with $67 and an idea, and she built a cupcake and stationery empire right here in South Dakota. Entrepreneur and author Melissa Johnson joins us today to talk about her business and how her book, Fingers in the Frosting, aims to help others launch the journey of their dreams. Hey, Melissa, welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
She is here with us at the STPB USF studio right now, and I've laid out before you came in, Oh My Word is obviously a store that I frequent because I have all my pens and pen cases and papers and notebooks.
I love it.
Well, I've purchased at your store.
I love it. I walked in and I said, hey, I recognize that and that and that.
And I want to make sure we get to talk. You know, we have so much to talk about where you began and cupcakes, but a stationery store for those of us who, you know, are passionate about writing letters and cards and journaling. And that's such a revolutionary thing to have that in your community to be able to go to. And you get that.
Thank you so much.
On some level, that it's not just about ordering your, you know, washi tape online. It's
right.
About going through and feeling it in your hands, tactile.
Yes, the quality and the thickness of paper, the textures. What our store really does aim to do is really continue, I hate to even use the word resurrect, but to continue right. That art of handwritten encouragement. So our store is about anything that helps people to share their stories on paper, whether it's to keep a journal or whether it's even planners and agendas. Those are really kind of my diary of my life, you know, all the things that I do in a day and all the people that I encounter. We have, just all kinds of those things. We really want people to return to the art of sending a letter or writing things down on a recipe card rather than sending a text message or sharing an email, because those things won't last, but our words will.
Yeah. You are an example, I think, of a business owner who has, and if people don't know, Oh My Cupcakes is the cupcake company. Oh My Word is the stationery store. You've got the book and you're a public speaker. And you work empowering women. You're a woman in faith. The subtitle of Fingers in the Frosting is God's Hand on the Creation of Oh My Cupcakes. So you lead with your faith as well. You're not afraid to bring all those different aspects of you as a woman into your business. You didn't say, I'm going to hide this Christian part of me, or I'm just going to write notes on the side and it's just about cupcakes. You've opened the door to all the things that who you are and who you want to be.
Thank you.
Is that how you see yourself too? Or is that just me sort of projecting onto you who I think you are?
I always say what you see is what you get. Right. In fact, I always say I'm about as common as a shoestring. And there are people who intimidate me in life, whether they intend to or not. I never want to be one of those people to someone else. And again, sometimes our body language and things like that says things we don't intend it to. So I always want to be approachable and just authentic. We're missing authenticity in our society so many times, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too. And then the willingness to bring all of who you are, you know, to your business, not you know, leaving anything on the shelf, I think is you know, that has an honesty and an authenticity.
Thank you.
To it as well. Let's talk for people who don't know your story a little bit about how you got started, because I alluded to it in the introduction, $67, an idea, a home kitchen. And this is before anybody was doing cupcakes.
Sure.
Anybody in South Dakota?
In
anywhere.
South Dakota.
How'd you get the idea?
Well, I was actually, I used to do radio way back in the day. I was on air and I was doing show prep one day, and I read a story about how cupcake shops were just this new thing all across the country. They were springing up everywhere. And I just got a little curious about that. It was something really interesting to me. And I loved the idea of a place where people could walk in and just experience a moment of joy. Mm-hmm. And this was back in 2009, in the middle of the economic crisis as well. And, you know, people were forced to cut out those joyful experiences because of, you know, monetary circumstances and things like that. And so, again, it just really intrigued me to think of a place where people could experience joy through something as simple as a cupcake. And so while I was working through that, I actually had left my radio career for a position in women's ministry and was on my way there and had trained my replacement, and they restructured some things and that job no longer existed. And so, you know, I, again, being a person of faith, sometimes I think that God has to just sort of kick you off the cliff a little bit and get you out of your comfortable comfort zone. And so.
And you're so honest about that in the book, where you know, I pulled pulled into the McDonald's parking lot and just wept. And mm-hmm. and it was that moment for you. And then sort of, I think you refer to it as like a healthy desperation.
Yeah.
As you move on to the next stage. Sharing that story in the book and probably, you know, with women all over who recognize you and want to talk to you about it, you must hear a lot of other stories as well. You call yourself an accidental leader in here. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about embracing that somehow. The fact that, when was the moment that you realized, oh, people are looking to me for leadership because of the success of this company. We, you know, pass $1 million in sales and, you know, get greater recognition, and people say, oh, I want it. I want what you have. How did you get there? And now you realize, at what moment do you realize other people are looking to me as an example?
Well, I don't know that there was an exact moment I can pinpoint. I will say that it continually surprises me when people reach out and say, I want to know how you did this, or I want to do what, you know, I want to kind of learn about this and be a part of this. I'm always struck by two things. First, I'm always very humbled by it. My goodness, really? You want to know about our story? I'd love to share this kind of accidental story. And then just exceptionally grateful. I'm exceptionally grateful for each experience along the journey and each person that's come alongside of us on the journey. It has grown from, you know, such a humble little beginning. You know, we rented space in a commercial kitchen and that didn't even have heat. You know, I mean, it was a very small, humble beginning. And now what's interesting, Lori, is I get to do women's ministry every single day. We have we run right about 28 people on staff at Oh My Cupcakes, and about 5 of us down at Oh My Word. And the conversations that you get to have, and the conversations you have in a kitchen at 4 in the morning, are some pretty authentic and vulnerable conversations. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So, you started out with the idea of bringing a little joy, the joy that's in a cupcake. Is that still true for you on a daily basis? You're still bringing, joy?
Our mission statement says to shine God's love and make people smile with cupcakes. And I always say that the first two things are the most important thing we do: shining God's love, making people smile. Cupcakes are really just our delivery vehicle. And so we want to make really great cupcakes and make them exceptional and special and delicious. But we just really want to bring joy to people. And I think as long as we remain on that track and keep that mission statement in mind in all things we do, I'm hoping we'll continue along this same path.
How did you get from that beginning, from, you know, tears in a parking lot, from a kitchen with no heat, to opening your own, you know, sort of showcase, you know, walk-in store, whatever, you know, cupcakery,
sure.
Between opening the cupcakery to shipping across the, you know, the nation? What were some of those business steps that you really had to take?
Sure. I started attending business workshops wherever I could. I don't have a business background per se. And so the SCORE, Senior Corps of Retired Executives through the SBA, they used to have a program called How to Really Start Your Own Business. And they were day-long workshops, and I would attend those, created a business plan, just truly started reading and researching as much as I could. If I would visit another city that had a cupcake shop, I'd Google them and find as many as I could, go visit as many as I could, and gather information. There was a specific point, though, where I do remember thinking, well, I have all this information, and I kind of thought it was just a lot of fun gathering information along the way, but this really could be a business, right? And so if I don't do it in South Dakota, somebody else will. And that's really, you know, was the beginning of everything.
Yeah. How did you get into, Oh My Word, how did that start, where you said, we can open this shop downtown Sioux Falls? It's got to be a little bit like cupcakes in that somebody somewhere must have been skeptical.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think people are still maybe skeptical. There are still people who walk in the door and say, oh, well, you know, people don't write letters anymore, so good luck with your store, as they leave. And I think, thank you. Yeah, that's not quite encouragement. You're close, but not quite. Anyway, I think I've always... I don't know that I would say I'm a serial entrepreneur, but I've always had that, you know, sort of, well, what's next?
Right.
And writing is my first and truest love. I love to bake. I enjoy baking. I enjoy delicious cupcakes. But writing has been the thing that I feel like I'm purposed to do on this earth. And whether it's writing my own words or helping someone write theirs, that's what I feel like I'm here for. And so the opportunity came up about 3 years ago. I had heard that the space may or may not be for sale and reached out and just thought, well, maybe it's time to pursue something additional, another side business. And so
you must have sort of the rabid customer fan base. The people like me who can just open up their bags and say, you know, all this stuff is at some point has been purchased at your store. There were people who were very glad. I mean, you have the discouragement, but then you also have the encouragement.
The encouragement.
I'm gushing about your store, so I apologize for sounding slightly like an advertisement there.
I
love paper and written encouragement too. So
thank you.
I come by it honestly, at least.
Thank you.
Haven't paid me anything.
No,
so,
not at
okay,
all.
We'll
no,
just be
I,
clear.
I appreciate that. No, it's so fun to hear people come in and say things like down at Oh My Word. For people to come in and say, I was having a really bad day at work and my boss knows I love this store. So he said, why don't you just go down there and wander around for a while? Or we'll hear stories like that people will say, this store just reminds me of my daughter and I love spending time with her and she's not with me anymore. And so, you know, I love to just wander around in here and to provide that place of peace and of comfort and just to be surrounded by pretty things, there's something special to that. There's a magic about that.
Have you read Julie Cameron's The Artist's Way?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the artist date.
Yes.
You know, once a week, take yourself somewhere, just wander around and look at whatever inspires you, whether that's, you know, a botanical garden or whether that's Oh My Word.
And, thank you for that. I tell you, I am such a big fan of artist dates and I've never thought of my
store
as an artist date. Thank you. My goodness. I'm going to leave here filled up because of that today.
So if you're listening now, you know, the little joy, just, you know, the cupcake and, you know, words of encouragement, joy bubbles, bubbles forward. This book, Fingers in the Frosting, is, you know, interactive. It has a lot of your story, details of that, but then also these writing prompts for other people to think about not only, you know, their customer base if they're trying to open a store, but also, you know, their values, their mission, their own integrity and character issues. Why did you write that part? And why not just tell your story? Why help other people? Why make it a mini workshop in print?
Thank you. That's just always been part of who I am. I have a personal mission statement that I crafted years and years and years ago. And that personal mission statement has a lot to do with helping encourage people, helping empower them, helping them know that no matter where they are right now, no matter their past, they can grow into beautiful, strong, and empowered people. And to use the skills that I have the experiences that I've been through to help further someone else. That's what I like to be about.
You're right. It's summer. Does the cupcake sales go up in the summer, down? Is there a season for cupcakes? It's year round.
Interesting you ask, is they go down a little bit in the summer. We do a lot at Oh My Cupcakes with corporate sales. So people will gift them to clients and things like that. And in the summertime, as you and I both know, lots of people head to the lake or head out for long weekends. And so we don't see as much of that corporate client in the summertime. And we do see a lot of tourists. We see a lot of people come through Sioux Falls and visit, which is a lot of fun. But summertime, interestingly for us, is the time when we're the most well-staffed because people want their summer hours.
Right.
And then also our sales dip a little bit. And so it's interesting how that happens. Now, aside from that, June is one of our busier months because we've got all those graduations in there. And graduation season is our busiest.
Melissa Johnson is owner of Oh My Cupcakes and Oh My Word. You can find her website, melissajcreative.com. And the book is called Fingers in the Frosting, God's Hand on the Creation of Oh My Cupcakes. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.